Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Are you excited to be in church? I believe that God is about to touch our lives this morning. Lift up your hands. Say a prayer for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch you, to give you a fertile heart, so that as His word comes, Bible says the word of the Lord is a seed. It's a seed. And that seed will fall on a very good soil of your heart. Pray that the Almighty God will give you a good heart. Mando sika mandalaba. Only two people are praying. Pray for a good heart. Heart that when the word of God comes and it fall on it, it will germinate into good fruit. The word of God will not fall by the wayside. Kamo si telede. Rabando sandalabandia. Mando lobo shiri andelebe. Kabo sata ba lebo kabande selebe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'll bring you more than the sun. I'll bring you more than the sun. More than the sun. I'll bring fame. And all is draped away. And I simply can't long it just to bring.
Just to bring
something out of words,
something out of words
that will bless you,
that will bless you.
Sing it, I'll bring you,
I'll bring you more than that.
For the song in itself,
for the song in itself, it's not what you have required.
You search much deeper within. this morning that the Lord will open your eyes. Somebody say amen. One of the things when you go to school you do is to learn. Okay? You don't go to the restaurant to learn. You go there to eat. Some of you don't know restaurant. Let me say chopper. Go to chop bar. I don't know why they call it chop. Why is it called chop bar? Chop is eating. Please don't play my game. Don't play it. If you don't have anywhere to see it properly. Pulling things, then things are not working. Then they say it's the devil. Meanwhile, the devil has entered you. But we cast it out in Jesus' name. Yes, I'm talking about chop bar. It's called chop bar because you eat. Okay. The other word for eating is chop. Chop. Okay. Chop. So the bar that we chop in it is called chop bar. Yeah. But God will raise your status from a chop bar to a restaurant. Some of you have never been to a restaurant before. I've never eaten in a restaurant before. Even chopper, the day you enter chopper, you thank your stars. But look, you move from a chopper level. Somebody will take you out for a lunch in a restaurant. The people here don't believe my prophecy. I say somebody will take you from the house and send you to a restaurant for a dinner or a breakfast. When you say breakfast, all you know is Hausa Koko. Yeah, wachi. Look, but there are breakfast and there are breakfast. Yeah. You are used to kinky 4 cities and fish 50 pesos. Christian brother, you can join the army. I mean, when they say lunch in your house, it's yokagari. Yeah. Small beans. But the gari is like one no longer. Hey, that's why we call it concrete. When you eat it, you just be drinking water so that the thing will solidify. How many of you know condensation? Condensation. And sublimation. Solidification. To solidify in your stomach. All you need is somebody has drank vodka, has thrown the bottle away. You have collected it, wash it, fill it with pipe water. Kakra na chese. Oh boss, oh bogoso. You understand? But you start eating jollof. So you start eating jollof. Hallelujah. It's because when you serve God, God will not look at you to go hungry. Okay? When you serve God. Some of you, the last time you drank milk was December. Even that one, your auntie B came from East Legon. Yeah, and he came to brought something. Even that thing, as we were drinking, your mother was eyeing you. Look at you, I don't know, yeah. The milk, when they buy one, it takes you for 1 month. But God is going to promote you. Today I'm not feeling you people in the house crowd. I said God is about to promote you. Yeah. Very soon you finish school, you go to secondary school, you finish, you go to university, you finish, you have your own house. Your great grandfather rented, your grandfather rented, your father is renting. But in your case, you build your own house. I'm speaking prophetically. I say you will build your own house. The only property your grandfather left for your father was a wheelbarrow. But you are going to buy V8. When it's time to get your own car, you will get V8. Some of you are just asking the question that Mary asked, that how shall these things be? See, I know not a man. You don't need to know a man for you to do well. Have you got what I'm saying? All you need to know is you have to know God. If you know God, Benedicta, things will be alright. receive the temple blessings. This year, our prophet has declared the year as our year of expecting series of victories. May you expect victories in Jesus' name. Yeah. You will receive the temple blessings. Revelation chapter 7. Apocalypto. Yeah, that is Revelation in French. Apocalypto. Would you think that I don't know French? From February, I'll start preaching in French. Because by that time, I've married already, so my French has come. The wedding is still on the 9th of February. It's going to be a crusade wedding. And I want to announce to you that if you don't come early, don't say it's your pastor who is married. If you don't come early, you sit outside. I mean, you'll be walking around. Walking and say, if I were you, look, 6 o'clock. The wedding will start at 1, but 6 we are here. That day, no classes. You go to classes. I don't know what will happen to you. If you don't go to classes one Saturday, you'll feel busy. Hallelujah. Are you in Revelation chapter 7, verse 15 to 17? You will receive the temple blessing. Yeah. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. These are people who are before the throne of God. Do you understand? And they serve God day and night. These people serve God day and night. I'll be closing in just 3 minutes. I didn't intend to keep long. Yeah, we don't keep long at all. And he that seated on the throne shall dwell among them. Who is sitting on the throne? Who is sitting on the throne? God is sitting on the throne. The one they've taught you in social studies, that the throne is for the king of the Ganimach, is not true. Yeah, the throne is for God. Or say Tutu is sitting on some throne. It's not throne. It's a wooden chair. It's a wooden chair. You see, the chief of Krobo has, you know, he's not anything. But the throne, when we say throne, the king who is sitting on the throne is called the King of Kings. He is called the Lord of Lords. And it is that king that I'm introducing to you. Yes. Let's continue. So, you see, as the people are serving the king on the throne, look at what will happen to them. Bible says, they shall hunger no more. If you are serving the Lord, you will not hunger. Do you understand? You see, it is like saying that you are working in a restaurant when, and then you say you are hungry. Is it possible? Do you know KFC? You are working at KFC and you say you are hungry. Or you work at Pizza Inn and you say you have never eaten pizza before. Yeah. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. You are working at Coca-Cola and you say that you since you started working, you have never drank Coke before. We will not believe you. Look, when you visit Coca-Cola company, they allow you to drink the Coca-Cola, but you can't take it out. You drink, there's disposable cans. Drink like that. So you can't be there. You are working at Coca-Cola. Say, I wish I get some chilled Coke to drink. No, then you are not working at Coca-Cola. You are working at Bogeke. Do you know Bogeke? Bogeke attack repeaters. How many of you have seen that advert before? Oh, keke. But then you've not seen that, oh, keke. How many of you have heard of Lime Momo Peters? Yeah, Lime Momo. Lime Momo. Or you are working at Ogidigidi Shege. That's where you are working. lightest anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the lamp which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. May the Lord wipe away your tears. You see, sometimes, look, for over 10 years I've been pastoring Safe Church. 10 years. Yes. I've seen that children also have problems. Yes. You see, but one of the things your parents don't know, they don't know you have problems. And when you tell them you have problems, they don't believe you. True of us. They don't believe you. They don't, you see the adult church over there. The only difference between the adult church and here is that they solve marital problems. And here we solve boyfriend, girlfriend issues. But the way some of you don't bring Bibles to church is the same way some of them also don't bring Bibles to church. The issues are the same. The way some of you don't pay tithe is the same way most of them they don't pay tithe. Yeah. But look at the verse I just read. He said that these are people who are standing by the throne. Okay? And they are serving him day and night. In the first service I was preaching, I was telling them that, look, the reason why we move, you wake up in the morning, you bath, you say you are going to school, is because you want money. Everybody, and in the first service, I was making an illustration that if they put $100 million here, and they put Akiola signs here, offer, you choose which one? Yeah. $100 million and Akiola signs, or Akiola French. you choose what? You choose money. What class are you? From two. Why you choose money? If somebody like Philip who is in Gretsch, say you choose money. Yeah. You must be off your head to go and choose Akiola RME. It's because of money. It's because of money. It's because we want to become prosperous. Bible says when you serve him day and night, you have some blessings that you will get this year. As we start the year, this is the second Sunday, I want to encourage you as I'm about to close that, look, there is a blessing in serving God. I don't know how to overemphasize this. There is a great blessing in serving God. God will change your life. God will put you in a certain class. God will deliver you from evil. Anytime you associate with God, young people, listen to me. You cannot work at Echo Bank and go and collect your salary at Ego. It doesn't happen. You cannot serve the Lord and God will see you suffer. Yes. He says in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first. You see, I'm preaching this thing with a lot of faith. You see, because it is a master key. It is the truth. The truth is, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Irene, if you want to do well, you see, I was asking somebody in the first day, what does she want? She said she wanted to become an astronaut. How confusing it is. Astronaut. But you see, your dream to become an astronaut can end in 2 days. You don't have wisdom. Suddenly, a certain boy has started pressing your breast. He has succeeded in removing your panties. Before you see, your dream to become an astronaut has changed to a granite seller. But that is not going to be your case in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yes, church, I'm preaching. Well, I'm not preaching well. Look. All your life. such people was David. Psalm 27 verse 4. David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after." One thing. See him. One, you see, David was not a drag pusher. David was a king. David was a warrior. David was an army commander. David had a lot of wives. You, how many girlfriends do you have? You don't have girls. Even the girls, they don't like you. The girls, they don't like you. They don't like you. Eugene, the girls, they don't like you. Because this is your West Hills shirt you are wearing. The boys, they don't like you. That I'll seek after. He's a great man. He said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. The king is saying that he will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. And you are in class 3. You are in Genesis 1. You don't want to dwell in the house of the Lord. You want to dwell in the house of Superbets. You want to dwell in the house of a game center. And you expect to have the same blessing like God. Yeah. God has mentioned 8 benefits of serving in the temple. The first one, he said, they shall hunger no more. Number one, you will not be hungry. If you serve the Lord, you will not be hungry. Yeah. David said, I have been young and I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread. You will never beg for bread. You didn't hear that. I said, you will never beg for bread. Amen. You beg for food. You will not beg for food. At all. He said, they shall hunger no more. Hunger is something that doesn't know a child. It doesn't also know an adult. If the children that they born today, they can be hungry. Yeah. Hunger, you don't need university certificate so that you are hungry. Hunger, dear. As long as you have a stomach, hunger will come. Yeah. You will not be hungry. I'm teaching you that your ability to do well and to prosper is tied to you serving the Lord. Look, it is more difficult to serve Satan than to serve God. You don't believe it. Satan is a very wicked master. Yeah. When Satan is trying to push you into his kingdom, he shows you money. That's why the people who do Sakawa, they see money, but they don't live long. Yeah. Satan show you money, but God will show you poverty. When you follow his poverty, you become rich. Satan will show you money. When you follow the money, you become poor. Yeah. Look, I'm advising you. Choose God today. From today, choose the Lord. If you have opportunity to choose the devil and the Lord, choose the Lord. Choose to serve God. I'm preaching from my heart this morning. It's important. You may not understand what I'm talking about. I said that they shall hunger. No. Who are the day? The day are the people that serve the Lord in his temple. Number 2, you will not be thirsty. Revelation 7:16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. What is making you thirsty? What is making you thirsty? You are moving from place to place, seeking for things that will not satisfy you. Look, the only thing that can satisfy you is God. Nothing can satisfy you in this world except God. Hello. Are you here or you have gone home already? Or you don't like what I'm preaching? You must like it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing can satisfy you. Look, you can try it at home. When you are thirsty, drink Coke. You can drink 7 bottles of Coke. If you don't drink water, you'll not be fine. Yeah. bright. Adult copy test cannot quench thirst. Ice cream does not quench thirst. God has designed it in the way that when you are thirsty, you need H2O. You need water. It doesn't matter what type of water. If it is water, your thirst will be quenched. It's the same way. There is a certain vacuum that has been created in you. That vacuum can only go away or can be filled when you let me fill it with Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Serve the Lord in His name. Serve the Lord. Don't let anybody tell you lies. Sometimes you are growing, you have a lot of mind. Some of you feel that you are coming to church, and then, I don't know, like we must pay you as you come to church. We have to clap for you. Coming to church, everybody should stand at the roadside and be waving. Yeah, your president is coming. Some of you, that's your mentality. But I assure you that it is to your own advantage to serve the Lord. He said, they shall hunger no more. They shall hunger no more. Neither thirst anymore. You will not be thirsty. You will drink anything you want to drink in Jesus' name. I say, when you serve the Lord, anything you want to drink, you can drink. Yeah. Some of you will open your fridge right now. The water won't get. Is on. It's just chilling itself. There's nothing. If we open this aglima, we won't see a little money. See, because there's nothing to put in the fridge. Your mother has now put trapia in it. Trapia. There's nothing in the fridge. The same system. Neither shall the sun light on them. You will be protected from the sun. Yeah. As you serve the Lord, God will protect you. You don't sleep outside. You sleep. You see, protection from the sun means that, look, you will not sleep outside. God will build you a house. You didn't hear? I said, God will build you a house. You the benefit of serving the Lord. That's not what benefit of serving the Lord. If you serve the Lord, the benefits come with shelter. Benefits. When it's time to get your car, you will get your car. You will not take trotro all the days of your life. Some of you are used to trotro. You know the trotro inside. You know how much from here to Kwashima, you know the amount. God will protect you from the sun. God will protect you from any other thing. Hey, my time is up. Any other thing. You see, some of you see, when we're growing up, we used to be about 40 in one room. The room is both boys and girls. Both boys and girls. And we always refer to our room as rich man's parlor. serious thing. It's a real life experience, I'm telling you. Mosquitoes. We sweep the room once a month. And this room has our school bags, our potomanto, our things, all in the room. As we have taken to serving the Lord today, the mattress that I sleep on is like from here up to here. I look, I can go left, come right, and I'm in the room alone, one room alone. I can sleep on the floor, I can sleep in the kitchen, I can sleep on the chair, I can sleep anywhere. Yeah. Very soon, I'll be taking some of you to my house. When you entered, Annette, you've entered my bath place before, my bath at the other side. Yeah. Look, the bathroom alone has tiles. Some of the room where you sleep, there's no tiles. Yes, but my bathroom, there are tiles. When you get there, you don't have to come out, you sleep there. Yeah, because serving the Lord has a lot of benefits. And many years ago, I used to stay somewhere, the room where we stay. It's full of maps. Do you know map? That's the ceiling, not the ceiling. The zinc. The one they call zingly. The zingly has holes in it. So when it begins to rain, we put bucket here, we put plate here, we put something here. Then you'll be hearing, come, come, came, come. And that is the radio for the night. You'll be hearing, come, come, keep, come, come, keep, come. Young people, it's not easy. Yeah. And if you love sleep, you see that the bucket is full. If you don't know the water will pour, it's not easy. But you see, when you serve the Lord, God will build you a house. Yeah. You see, God will not practically bring a house and come and drop it on the floor for you. But what it is that you will get wisdom. God will give you money to build. That is called protection. Very soon you'll be seeing the car. Was it you? Was it Monday? Monday was holiday. Yeah, Monday. I went. I sat in it. Went some rounds. The Reverend Abad was showing me some things on the car. He said, look, this car, when you are driving and you get a call, all you have to do is to press here and you just talk in the car. Then you don't need to use your phone. Hello. Yeah. Look, Irene, we're chilling. What kind of AC? Fully in. Is about to bless you. Look, young people, you see, don't, some of us are preaching, the devil is kept telling that, look, hey, Papa, don't do that kind of boy. You see, but I also tell you that what the devil is telling you, the devil is telling you lies. You see, the devil wants you to, he wants you to live in poverty. Yeah. Poverty. Very poor. But God wants to deliver you. See, I will protect you from the sun. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. As is, look at the sun. And you are walking from here to go and collect car. I sassy can have got a condition. All of you sleep in the oven. Sleep in the oven. Some of you, the pimples on your face, it's not because you are not a beautiful girl, but a shell. A hit. Shell. Some of you, the reason why you wake up ill is because I didn't know why a shell. One sorry thing, I went down the Indomie. You have to wake up early. Early in the morning, I praise shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful, mighty God in three persons, blessed tree. That's the song I'll be singing. You are just waiting for the day to break. But I tell you, a time is coming. You have no air conditioner remote. You can put it on 16. You can put it on 18. And you sleep. The only place there is fun in your house is where your father and your mother sleep. Dear children, you sleep in the hall. Do you want to follow that life? Don't you like it when somebody is passing with a car? The person's wife is sitting behind the children at the back in the air conditioned car. Is it not a nice thing? Why do you want to live a certain life? Wafa, that is Joel there. Bring her. Go and bring her. I don't know where she's running to. Tell her to come in. Go to church. Go and carry her. The devil has entered her. You'll be protected from the heat. Look, I'm telling you. If serving God is not good, like you see, like we won't waste our time doing church. Yes. If serving God, you see, the word of God is true. It's the day that serve at the throne day and night. They will have these blessings. These things I'm mentioning, this for people who only serve at the throne day and night. It's not for anybody at all. It's not for anybody. They are for people who serve day and night. Learn to give your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. Day and night. One of the distressing things is heat. Some of you should be fair. But heat enough. You have turned into charcoal. Look at ya. But how black you have become. You should be a fair girl by now. Very fair. If you stay in an air condition, if you stay in an air condition for a long time, see that your body becomes smooth, fair. If you stay in the heat. That's why if you see water bread, see how it is black. It has spotted. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. May you be protected from the heat. I say you shall be protected from the heat. Yeah. God will not allow you to be beaten by the heat. What number are we on? Number 5. You'll be fed by the Lord. God will feed you. Revelation 7:17. For the lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. Yeah. Look. Expect God to feed you. Expect God to pamper you. Do you understand? People will pamper you. People will feed you. The Lord to feed you. Yeah. You will eat sausage. Some of you have never eaten sausage before. At all. You have never eaten sausage before. Baked beans. When we say baked beans, you think it is the yokegari. Baked beans is not yokegari. big beans. Instead of a guy. Guy used to bump. If somebody asked, what will you eat? Oh. Bump. Yeah. But you see, there's more to life than bump. Somebody said, hallelujah. God will feed you. God will pamper you. Yeah. God will make sure that it is well with you. He will feed you. He will feed you. All because you are serving in His temple. May you serve in the temple of the Lord. I said, may you serve in the temple of the Lord. And may the Lord feed you as you serve in His temple. God will never allow you to be hungry. God will never allow you to be hungry. One of the difficult things to battle with is hunger. That's why when you went to school, they taught you in English that a hungry man is an angry man. When you are hungry, you just say, when they even mention the name of a dog, you think they are calling your name? Ugwe Fubasa. Ugwe Fu. Something that doesn't demand a cheeky answer. You just give a chung. Oh, live there. Yeah. By the way, we are starting our fasting tomorrow. We are doing it up to the I think the third of February, and that third February is a Sunday. That Sunday we will end it with a party here. Amen. End it with a grand star. We'll do get together. Chifobi, let's be planning towards it. Yeah, we'll do so bolo. We'll bring back look that day. That day when we close church, no, we'll pray for 1 hour. Then, so every evening, we are meeting in the adult church. Okay? And everybody is expected to pray 3 hours. Yes. Either you wake up at dawn and pray after school. Look, after school, instead of going to pass with your school uniform, come and pray. And commit the year into the hands of the Lord. You don't know what 2019 has for you. Pray. We are using the book by our daddy, Victory Secret. From next week, I'll start preaching on that book. And I'm sure we'll get it by then. Everybody should bring money to come and buy one of these 10 CDs. And that's what I'll be preaching on for the whole of January, the rest of January, and up to the February when we'll be finishing that fast. It's called Victory Secrets. Yeah, we are putting secrets in your hands that will make you victorious. Overcome. Yes. So we are fasting tomorrow morning. When you wake up, don't eat. You will not die. Look, I'm telling you, you will not die. Remove the money from your mouth. You will not die. I'm telling you, you will not die. Whoever tells you that when you fast, you will die, the person has told you a big lie. You will not die. Look, tomorrow, let me tell you, tomorrow, around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you'll be here. It is the work of the devil. Look, tell yourself that I will continue the fast. I will not break. Yeah. Yeah. And pray. Don't let your class people know you are fasting. If you are fasting. Somebody has played with you so much, you are angry. You are worrying. Do you know what we are doing in our church? We have started 21 days. We've now done day one. We are today is the first day. You have come to worry me. Know what is ahead of me, and can you be doing what you are doing? Small fire, look at your hair like cockroach. First thing you are doing, you are insulting people like that. Sure. If you know I'm hungry, yeah, I'm here. Nah, pastor, these are pastors. So you cry and then you send it to the headmaster's office. Oh, Benedicta, why are you crying? whenever you cry, our church. Oh, your church has done what? Is your pastor there? Our pastor said that we are doing for 31 days. Today is the first day. Today is the first day. There is look, you know, like. Look at you. Oh, shame on you. Yeah. Don't let people know you are fasting. If you know I'm angry, you're like, you're going to be telling me, you should go and read science. Hey. Look. Look. You see, we are praying into the year. I'm telling you. And don't think that as I'm fasting, I'm praying for you. No. I am praying for myself. It's 3 weeks. Pray. If you cannot, 6 to 12. I don't know if you can do 6 to 12. Do it. If you can do 6 to 6, to do it. But whatever it is, try and do some. If you have not done some before and we are talking, you cannot talk. You have eaten. So when we are talking, say, what are these people talking about? You have eaten wache already. Hajia wache, you bought wele. Yeah. But we are fasting in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Next one, number 6. God will lead you to the living fountains. Fountains. Yeah. A living fountain. Serving the Lord puts you in exciting places. Serving the Lord is exciting. Serving the Lord is a living fountain. It's exciting. It is never boring to serve the Lord. If you look at my life, is my life a boring life? No. I don't live a boring. I don't get depressed. My life is not a boring life at all. God is leading us to a living fountain. You enjoy life. You will see beautiful things. Those of you when we say we are going to Mapoy, don't follow us. When we go to Mapoy, you will see that there is life and there is life. When we go for Shonkome is like holiday. You not sleep early. It's even exciting. Yeah, book again. Yay! Everybody eyes on like this. Look this year. Make it the point that you go for the shop console. Get the susu box and start dropping 1 Ghana inside. 1 Ghana, 1 Ghana, 1 Ghana, 200. You are finished. Try it. You look. You don't know, Mambo. Go this year. Go and see the place. You will see that. You understand why we go there every year. Why we go to Mapo every year. It's exciting. Very nice. Serving the Lord is never boring. Serving the Lord is never, never boring. Don't let anybody deceive you that serving the Lord is a boring thing. It is never a boring thing. It is exciting to serve the Lord, I'm telling you. It's nice. It's good. What is nice about drinking alcohol, sleeping in a gutter overnight? Yeah. But Andrew Crouch sang a song and he said that even if heaven wasn't promised me, okay, living this kind of life is a good life. It's a sweet life. You know, I like living this kind of life. It's worth it. Living a life that will not arrest you. A life that you have not stolen anybody's anything. You think there are no good music in Christianity? There are good music in Christianity. Sunday evening, come and see us. We're having a dinner in this room. So nice. So nice. When we had our dinner the other time, so nice. We didn't play in the shatter while it's on, but the thing was nice. Don't let anybody deceive you that serving the Lord is boring. It is never boring. Their lives are boring. Our lives are not boring. sorrows and tears. Ah, I'm about to close. God will remove sorrows. He said, for the Lamb which is in the midst of them shall feed them and shall lead them into a living fountain of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. What makes you cry? God will remove it. Anything that makes you cry, God is removing it from your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. Everybody here, there's something that makes you cry. There's something that makes you feel depressed. God shall wipe away. I see God wiping away your tears. Oh, I said, I see the Lord wiping away your tears. Every tear in your eyes, every brokenness, every disappointment and embarrassment, the Lord is taking it away. This week I was praying. I said, Lord, take away shame from me. Take away embarrassment. Shame and embarrassment shall be far from you. You not say amen. I'm speaking prophetically to your life. Don't sit there, look at my face. Receive the blessings. I said, every shame and embarrassment, God will take it away. Yeah. Nobody will say sorry to you in Jesus' name. No accident shall befall you in Jesus' name. You will never be disappointed in this life in Jesus' name. Yeah. Disappointment will be off. Tears, grief, sorrow, crying, pain, God is taking it. There's something which is causing pain. It's causing you heartbreak. I've been doing this work for a while. I've seen people with heartbreak. I've seen children very disappointed in life. Children as young as they are very depressed. Yeah. But your case is not going to be like that. I say your case is not going to be like that. And the last one, you become a shining star. I say you become a shining star. Yeah. Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that be wise shall shine. You will shine. In your academics, you shine. If you go to school, you will be the first in your class. I declare over your life that you understand everything you are taught. You'll be the best. You'll be the best. Hallelujah. Yes. You'll be a shining star. A shining star. I don't know if you want to be. You don't want to shine. You want to shine. Shine. You see how Messi shines. Ronaldo shines. You shine like that in your class. Your school, when they are looking for good to go and do quiz, they will look for you. If you are not there, don't come. If you don't come to school, don't come and call you from the house. There are people, they are not important in their school. If you don't come to school, there are nobody cares. And you'll be different. You'll be very important in your school. If they are doing something and you are not part, they will not be nice. They will wait for you. They will call for you. They will ask you of your opinion. Because they know that you are a different person, or because you serve the Lord. We shall serve the Lord. I say we shall serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Mandalaba. And I will worship you forever. Forever, because this God is the good, and I will worship Him. Because this God is too good. You don't look far to see. all head bowed, all eyes closed. You are here this afternoon. You don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. What I've been preaching about serving the Lord, it looks strange to you, but you want to say, Pastor, please, I've left my own life. It didn't bring me any profit. I want to give my life to Christ. That as we are in the new year, the Lord, I'll serve Him and partake of these 8 blessings. I will not be hungry. I will not thirst. I'll become a star. The Lord will feed me. He will give me everlasting fountain and all the other blessings. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Lift up your hands wherever you are, and I'll lead you to Christ. Don't look at anybody. It's a personal decision you want to take. For you, lift up your hands wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. Don't look at whether somebody is lifting their hands or not. When you die, you sleep in your coffin alone. You appear before the judgment seat alone. Tomorrow might be too late. Next week must be too late. Lift up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. Mando Siki. All eyes closed. Don't look at anybody. All eyes closed. God bless you. I've seen your hands. God bless you. If you have lifted up your hands, say this prayer from your heart. Mean it. You are not looking at anybody. You are not competing with anybody. It is not because of the next person you are here. It's because of you. And it's because of Jesus. So if you have lifted your hands up and you really want to give your life to Christ again, say this prayer from your heart and mean it. Say, Heavenly Father, please forgive me. Wipe my sins with your precious blood. Please forgive me all my sins and write my name in the book of life. Show me mercy and lead me in the way everlasting. Please keep me on this road in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this life of your sons and daughters who have decided to give their lives to you. Lord, keep them. Keep them on this road. Be good to them, Lord. Show them mercy. Show them grace. May they live according to your precepts and ordinances. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. You didn't hear me. I said hallelujah. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. This is church. If you have brought your tithe, come. This year, you have made a covenant with the Lord last week. You have your tithe, come. Every week.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.